bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our program, Finding God in Prison, here at Holy Spirit Radio. This is Deacon Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today's show will be focusing on stress and the things that stress you out. And this weekend, we reflect also back on 9/11, which took place 21 years ago, taking the lives of more than 2,700 people and having such a great impact on our nation's history, our nation's people. And, you know, we just take a moment to remember the people who were lost on 9/11 and the people who were impacted on that day. And today's program is all about stress. And 9/11 was a very stressful day for the whole nation. It was a very difficult day. There was really an unknown that was taking place. We didn't know what was happening until we could see it live on television, and we were under attack for sure by terrorists who have an anti-American philosophy, and they don't, basically line up with our Lord Jesus Christ and his morals, values, and ethics and biblical principles. And they want nothing to do with it. So we reflect back on that because it was a stressful day, to say the very least. And today's program, once again, we want to ask you the question, are you leading a life that's stressful today? And for a lot of men ages 40 to 55 who are under great stress, they're more prone to strokes and heart attacks than other people. And as we look at our lives, I want to ask you the question, are you adding more stress to your life, or are you reducing stress in your life? Which is it? Because we have a responsibility to do the very best we can to take care of our lives, our minds, our bodies, our souls. We talk heavily in the WINGS program about balance, one of the four fundamentals, that we need to feed ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically. And when we look at the mind, when we are under stress, the mind and body are impacted. And so it's like a piece of wood that it gets fractured if it's impacted with too much weight, or a piece of metal that starts to bend from too much weight. And so when you and I are putting too much weight, too many burdens on our shoulders, we're carrying such a heavy load, the stress can be, devastating and can cause a stroke, a heart attack, and depression. So many things can come out of high stress environments. But our job is to take a look at our lives and identify the areas that we can unload to reduce stress. And we call these things stressors, things that stress us out. You know, what is it that's stressing you out today? I want you to think about the things that you can change and the things that you are unable to change. And that is just the way it works in life. There will be things that you are unable to change. For instance, if you have a newborn baby, if you have children, if you're changing diapers, if you're up all night because the baby isn't sleeping, these are high-stress environments. And, you know, we require rest as human beings. So, you know, some things we're unable to change or to fix, but other things we can. Now, the WINGS program we talk about often here on Finding God in Prison deals with a lot of men and women who are incarcerated or who are living in a recovery home trying to get through a recovery program because of substance abuse or alcoholism. And first of all, as we get into it, when someone gets arrested, this is a high stress environment because they are removed from their homes, removed from their families, separated from their children, and the stress becomes very high. There's no longer that support that person was giving to their families, to their wives or baby's mom or children. And the financial burden becomes very great because of a loss of income. But we know that being incarcerated is a high stress environment. And so is being on probation or parole or to be on house arrest. Because we're humans, we're prone to make mistakes. But when you're on probation, when you're on parole or house arrest, making a mistake is not an option because it could send you back to jail or prison immediately to serve more time. And you're affecting your own credibility. So the stressors are high when you're in these situations. We had a guy who was on a house arrest and he had served like 15 to 20 years and we were in touch in the WINGS program. And what happened is he came out his front door and stepped off the front porch, walked a few feet forward towards the curb. And within seconds, a police car came to pick him up and he was arrested once again and put back in jail to serve more time. So these are high-stress environments. The stressors of going to court, of hiring an attorney, preparing for the case, okay, the stressors of, you know, finding witnesses and testifying in court is a high-stress environment. I know as an expert witness for many years, and also as a witness for the Men in the WINGS program, going to court is something you always have to be prepared for. And the more prepared you are, the more peace you're going to have. And this is one of those high-stress environments that, you know, we have to face all the time in the WINGS program as we've had thousands of men come through the program. One of the big challenges for men that brings a lot of stress is separation from family. And this can come because of incarceration. It can also come because of recovery and having to go to recovery in a 1 to 2 year program, isolating yourself from your family or children. But the separation is very great. It can create depression. It can create anxiety, and also it can create a lot of sadness because of that separation. But nevertheless, you know, it's just a product of being incarcerated or in recovery. And we had a man who was involved with drugs and the sale of drugs for many years. He had children, and he told me, "I don't want my children to come and see me here." And so I haven't seen my kids in about 3 years. Now, his kids were about toddler age. And I said, you know, I understand exactly what you're saying. However, you're going to miss all of those hugs and kisses from your kids, all of those conversations that you could have where you're embracing your children. And although you're here, at least, you know, you would have an opportunity to show them love in a tough environment. You will be able to show them love in word and action you know, each and every visit, each and every week, month, and year. And so, you know, that my advice to him was to invite his kids and his baby's mom in so that they can, you know, come together as often as they can. And when he comes home, to make changes so that he never, ever gets separated from his children again. This was the greatest thing that he could do if he had an opportunity to come home. But unfortunately, that never happened. He was convicted of two homicides and is serving a life sentence, which again is a high stress environment when people are sentenced and it doesn't go their way. For many of the wingmen, we've had many successful sentences where people came home early. But for some who need to spend more time away, you know, it doesn't always go as well. So when we talk about stress, also, again, are you putting more stress on yourself or are you reducing stress? Are you in a circle of people who are putting more stress on you, or are they, you know, relieving you of the stress? Because in the Wings program this year, I want you to make a concerted effort at reducing the stress that you put on yourself and on your family. Reducing the stress that you put on yourself is very important. But it's also important that you, you know, show your family a greater love and respect and sincerity by reducing the stress in daily life for them. I remember this guy, Richard, who had graduated from the Wings program in the Karan Framo Correctional Facility, CFCF. And after he graduated, which was in January, in February, he came to me in the classroom while I was teaching, and he said, "Mr. Montone, may I talk to you for a second?" I said, "Of course, Rich. What can I do for you?" And so I came out in the hallway, and he said, "You know, I just got some bad news. My mother passed away." I said, "Richard, I'm so sorry to hear that." He said, "Yeah, I appreciate that." He said, "You know, the thing was, I'm incarcerated for a couple of years here, and my whole goal was to go home and spend more time with my mom. I always felt that like I never spent enough time with her, and now she's gone. Now she's gone, and I really don't have that opportunity again." And so, you know, for Richard, he went to court, and he got a sentence of 4 to 7 years and had to go upstate and serve more time. But I just tell you that we don't have forever to reduce the stress on other people. If we are involved in illegal activity and creating high stress environments on our parents and our families and our homes, we've got to think about that because it can put, you know, an undue stress on the body and mind of a mother or a father. And they may be under so much stress that they may be prone to a stroke or heart attack, you know, and not make it through it because of the things that I am doing. So can I turn that around? Can I be, you know, a better person, a better son, a better daughter, a better brother or sister, and work hard to reduce the burdens that I am putting on to my family at home? And when men and women go away, the families are really part of it, in visitation, in phone calls, in the payments that go to attorneys, and other things like home mortgages and mortgages for cars, and food and clothing for children, tuition, all kinds of voids that families are filling because of the absence of a man or woman who's now incarcerated because of his desire or her desire to have a lifestyle or a, you know, a compensation that is part of illegal activity. So I put that out there, my friends, because I want you to take action today and be, you know, cognizant of the fact that you and I may be putting undue burdens on our family members. There was a gentleman who served 11 and a half years, roughly from age 26 to about 38 years old. And for him, things started way before that, when he was about 15. And he had really been in a position to start hanging around with the wrong guys. And his time, you know, started once again at 16, but for him, from age 16 to almost age 39, you know, all those years were tough years for his parents as they were dealing with incarceration and lawyers and unstable situations, you know, a lot of sadness, depression, and instability because of his desire to be involved in illegal activity. And those stressors that come with those 23 or 24 years are very real, very great for a lot of families. I remember going up to Greaterford Prison for a couple years and being in the waiting area, watching some women come in with two, three, and even four children, waiting an hour or so to get in for the visit, and then visiting for a couple hours and then leaving. It was an all-day affair. And that went on every week or every other week or once a month, whenever they could get there, because it's an expensive thing. It's very hard to do, and it puts a high level of stress on a mother and her children. And so what, once again, can you do to change that environment? The other stressful areas that come with incarceration or addiction or bad credit. Losing your credibility with the banks and the credit card companies. Helping yourself to get out of that debt is a very positive move. And it comes through, you know, hard work and a discipline to not wasting time or money, but going to work and working hard. In the WINGS program, we talk about work as being 40 to 55 hours a week to get out of debt. And we have guys who have had child support payments of up to $38,000 and thousands of dollars of traffic tickets. And when you have that kind of debt, you're under a lot more stress. So the way to get, you know, through that is to work hard, to make an agreement out with the court to pay so much a week by working hard and to pay off that debt. And not everybody's willing to do it. There are those out there who don't want to pay child support. And so what they do is they work off the books, not showing their salaries. They empty out their bank accounts, and then they go to court showing a zero bank account, and basically, you know, try to make the minimum payment. But my friends, the message to you today, if you're in that category, is that God will never bless your work because you're not doing the right thing for your wife and your children. You're holding back. If you work hard and you do what God says to do and avoid what he says not to do, God will bless your work. It's one of the blessings of obedience that is promised to us in the book of Deuteronomy. And Moses delivers that message beautifully in that book of Deuteronomy. So our goal is to be in that zone where we are adhering to God's word. We are disciplined and we are being blessed by God himself in all areas, you know, and, you know, so avoiding bad credit, avoiding, you know, a lack of credibility with the banks, and with people, with family and friends, is important. These are high stress situations because for a lot of people who go to prison, they're unable to pay their mortgages, so they actually lose their homes to the banks. They lose their homes, lose their cars, and it doesn't matter if there's equity there. If payments aren't made, the bank will foreclose on these homes and these cars, putting us in a higher stress environment. So for you and I, my friends, we want to make great decisions. And each decision counts, like we mentioned in the last program. We want to make sure that we are reducing the stress in our lives to keep us healthy and active in doing, you know, the work that the Lord calls us to do. One of the high stress environments for some of our guys is that they have DUIs and they have lost their driver's license for a period of 1 year. And when this happens, it becomes a more stressful environment because I no longer can drive a car legally and get to point A from point B or point B to point C, you know, without taking public transportation, which is not always available, not always convenient. And so I put myself into a high stress area where now it's going to take me much, much longer to get to work, much longer to get home from work, and I'm not being efficient with my time because I don't have the car with me any longer. So this is where, you know, when guys get DUIs, they learn a great lesson. We have a gentleman that we mentioned last week who is on house arrest for 6 months, who has a suspended license for 1 year, who was given a sentence of assault with a motor vehicle. And a motor vehicle is, you know, like a 2,000 or 3,000 pound vehicle, could be more. And if you run someone down or hit someone, probably, you know, that person will be killed or injured greatly. So there is a consequence for that. Our job is to reduce that and to reduce the stress in our lives by making great decisions, wise choices, to use that driver's license the right way instead of the wrong way. And we've had many people who've come on the show who have shared their stories with us. We've had people who have had DUIs and suspended license, but we've had men also who had revoked license because of alcoholism and were still out there driving a car without a license under the influence of alcohol and got into accidents, putting themselves into higher stress situations by now forced to serve time. The individual I'm talking about, I met in Burlington County Jail, where the judge gave him 6 months immediately for driving a car with no license on a revoked license. So he had no license. It was revoked, but he still had the arrogance to drive with alcohol in the system and no license. And he was given time. So this is where people have to make changes, smart decisions. To make changes takes humility. To admit that this is your problem, this is my problem. It takes a lot of humility to share the story, to give testimony, and also to adhere to the court's command. I remember being in Trenton, New Jersey, in court, and for a guy who had many tickets. And while we're waiting for his case, there was a girl who came up for the judge, and she had a cocaine problem. And the judge said to her, "Mrs. So-and-so, I asked you to go to Cocaine Anonymous for 4 weeks. Did you go? And she said, no, Your Honor, I did not go. And he said to her, was it that you didn't want to go, or you couldn't go, you know, or you forgot? She said, no, I just didn't go. She said, he said, well, Mrs. So-and-so, I'm going to give you 4 more weeks to do this, and I'm asking you nicely. If you don't go, I'm going to lock you up for 6 months. And you see, my friends, she has a choice to make. Does she want to live in a high-stress environment or reduce the stress by adhering, cooperating, complying with the judge's command, who's trying to do the very best for her? And so for that woman who didn't listen, you know, he gave her another chance. He showed mercy on her. But the reality is, she's not making very good choices for herself, because she's under the influence of drugs and alcohol. And that's a problem, because when you're under the drug of choice, or the alcohol, the drink of choice, your mind is not your own. Your mind is now, you know, changed. It's no longer clear. It's foggy. I'm distracted. I have no vision for the future. I want the next high, the next drink. And this is my problem that leads to a higher stress environment. So we've got to think about the choices we make each and every day. Whatever your situation is, whatever the circumstances are, I want you to take stock of yourself. Make a list of the things that stress you out today, and figure out, how do I release that burden? How do I do that? And if you need help with that, I want you to call the WINGS program directly, and we will put you into the WINGS program, which is, once again, a 20-session program designed to help you to make practical changes to improve the quality of your life and the lives of your family members. My friends, that's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, we'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. Have a great day. God bless. And thank you for tuning in. God bless.